Right now, we're speaking with David Knoppenberger about how United Healthcare Foundation greatly helped his family. Thank you so much, David, for taking the time to speak with me today. Tell me about how United Healthcare Foundation really changed your family's situation.
Well, my daughter is 6 years old, and she's had health problems since she was born, including low muscle tone and seizures, and especially speech delays. She was receiving speech therapy, but unfortunately, her delays were so severe that she was barely speaking at age four, and she was just using sign language, which wasn't really even being understood because of her muscle tone. So then about 2 years ago, we found out that she had a condition called apraxia, which because of the way that it works, it explains why the traditional speech therapy was not as effective with her. And then we heard about a therapist named Lori Sova, who was doing a special type of speech therapy called prompt, which we found out was effective for apraxia. But unfortunately, Ms. Sova was not in our network, meaning there was no insurance coverage for her. So the sessions were going to be quite a hardship for us. So at that point, my mother had done some research online and found out about the United Healthcare Children's Foundation grants.
That's great. And how was the process for you with applying for the grant?
Well, at that point, we applied, and within a couple of months, we heard back and we were approved, which was a huge relief for us. And at that time, we received a grant for $5,000. And then when that grant was used up, we applied again and got another grant for almost $5,000. So we've received a total of almost $10,000 over the last 2 years, which has been a huge help for us.
That's great. Because normally, how much would it have averaged, would you say, without the costs or your expenses anyway?
Well, I can only imagine. I mean, it was we were barely going to have any coverage, so we would have pretty much had to pay that entire amount out of pocket in this case. But in other cases, a lot of times speech therapy is covered by insurance, but it may be just 25 or 30 sessions a year, and even then, only part of it is covered. So, there's lots of situations where these grants can help out folks.
That's great. And do you think that it's getting the attention that it needs then for people to be aware of these grants?
I've talked to people about it, and most people don't know about these grants. So I think it's really helpful, to promote these things so that people can find out about the grants, because I think, United Healthcare wants to help, and just finding a match, finding people that meet their qualifications is, the kind of the hard thing.
How have the treatments that you've been able to get for your daughter been able to help her overall?
Well, we're extremely excited with her progress. We continue to see Ms. Sova, and she continues to make progress. She's talking a mile a minute now, and, we just have to encourage her to slow down now and enunciate and speak clearly. And we understand all kinds of things that she's saying and talking about. Now the key thing is just making sure that strangers and people that don't know her can understand her as well, so she can interact more easily with her classmates and, people she meets. So it's been really good. There's still lots of work to be done, but the grants have been a huge, huge help for us.
It's wonderful. Well, what would you say to any family then who is considering applying to the grants? I'm sure you would tell them to do so, but in your own words.
Well, absolutely. I think if you feel like you're going to have a large out-of-pocket expense that's not covered by insurance, you should check out their website and see if you meet their guidelines. There's a few guidelines, but we didn't think they were that strict, so I think it's worth a shot for people to go on there and see if they meet those guidelines. And then if they do, definitely go for it, because they're looking for people to give these grants to. So
that's great. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, David, for sharing your story with me. And I appreciate your taking the time to do so, and I hope that this conversation will help many people to apply for the grant so that it can also change their lives as well.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being able to share this, and I hope that we do find a match that, United Healthcare can find a match that will help somebody out too by us going on the air.
Perfect. Well, thank you, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, and David?
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know as well, this will be on our website. We already did a story on the Healthcare Foundation, but we're going to make sure that we add this to it because we didn't get the chance to speak with you last week. So it will be up in just a few minutes.
So is it